Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So do you believe this report? And what if it's true? What does it mean? John Heyman, New York Post. Follow-up report revealing the Tigers' shockingly low offer to Skubal a year ago, less than $80 million over 4 years. Like, that can't be.
Yeah, I don't believe it at all. I simply don't believe that they thought that this was, okay, well, we'll just go ultra low. They'll go ultra high, and we'll find a happy medium in the middle.
I would ask you and maybe clarify, you don't believe it was the offer when Tarek Skubal was Tarek Skubal.
Right. I believe there's a chance it could have been January of 24.
Which would be last year.
Before he won. And they're just playing on semantics at this point. Yeah, last year they offered this.
I didn't lie. It technically was last year.
John, it's as good a theory as I've heard, because at this point, you don't even make that offer. Like, if that's the offer you think he's worth and you think you have a completely different evaluation than the market, don't insult the player.
You don't hit send on that email. You don't call and say, hey, I got an offer for you.
So, hey, well, if you pay to wash your own uniform, I'll let you play for the team this year. Yes. Come on.
So if the question is, what was the last offer the Tigers made to Heyman? That could be it. Way back then. Maybe they haven't made an offer since.
Is that a little odd, though, that they hadn't made an offer last offseason?
It would be. Maybe it was just last season.
And maybe it was. I mean,
and
guys,
that's the 250 apart.
Yeah, because if they're offering, this is less than 80.
So you go 80 plus 250, you're looking at 330. You're in the Garrett Cole.
So Boris
right?
is like, hey, if they can give me the Cole deal, we'll get done early. And
right.
And the Tigers offered 80, allegedly?
Yeah.
That makes them look out of touch.
I'll say this. This offer, there's no way this offer is current.
No.
It just makes no sense.
We may not like what Scott Harris has done at the trade deadline. We may not like the fact that he signed Alex Cobb or Kenny Maeda or some of the things that he's done. But I've got a little bit more respect for Scott Harris than to believe that this is true.
So my belief is I think Boris is panicking a little bit. I'm going to read this right now as Tarek Skubal wants a contract before the season starts. He doesn't want to take the risk of going into his final season and also into a potential lockout, and he wants his deal done. And he has told his agent that, and Scott Boras realizes, if I'm going to get him the best contract, it's happening at the winter meetings through a trade.
So how do you do it? You sow discontent.
You start painting the Tigers as idiots.
You try to play into the narrative that they don't want to spend. The payroll's still not competitive enough.
Yep.
They won't take care of their guy. And you try to force their hand. But I don't know that the Tigers are going to blink. To the point, I think they're going to roll the next season with Tarik Skubal as their frontline ace and try to take another crack at this. I don't think they sit on their hands all offseason. I think they'll try to add a bat or two. Will it be enough? I don't know. You know, their definition of enough may be different than our definition of enough. But I think they will do, quote, enough in their mind to justify rolling Skubal out for one more season to chase a championship. And then, look, maybe their calculus is if we hit a lockout, it's a whole new world. We're not opposed to keeping Tarik Skubal. But I think it's unlikely they would at that point.
I think the Tigers might even be setting a deadline at the meeting saying, this is it. If you want to trade for him, you got to give us the deal by here. And so what they do is they can be winners on both sides. They can set the market and give us the Godfather deal.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're not trading them, and we're going to roll, and then we're going to sign some free agents.
Yeah, we're going to try to win the Central and buy and do all that stuff they should have done last year.
They're pivoting towards being in a spot where you either get the home run deal or you don't do it.
Right. And they also tell Boris, here's the offer. We'll continue to talk to you. We're not going to shut off a line of communication. We know what we have. We also know what you're up against.
Let me ask this question. You said they're still going to make an offer. Do you think they haven't then? Because if this is the last standing offer, I think that does raise a question about the Tigers. Do they intend to make, quote, a serious offer to Tarik Skubal before they would entertain trades? Before they would roll into next year with him on the final year? And if they make a, quote, serious offer, I mean, Heyman and Boris can leak that as well. Am I to believe they haven't made a, quote, serious offer on Tarik Skubal? Just if we're having the conversation, is it fair to ask why haven't the Tigers made a serious offer?
I think we might be at a point of no return here. Like, I don't know if they have, Jim, to be honest with you.
But isn't that damning, too? Like, if we're just playing both sides of this?
Yeah, to a degree.
Is it kind of damning they haven't made a serious offer to a back-to-back Cy Young winner who's the best pitcher in the American League and maybe all of baseball? Isn't that an alternate headline here? Fine. Heyman and Boris are running a PR smear campaign. Okay. Well, where's the Tigers' serious offer? Because if they haven't made a serious offer, that is also a statement.
It's a statement, but if their philosophy is we were never going to give them more than 5 years because they don't want to be bagged by the end of the contract.
Right.
If that's always been where they stand and they're still focused about this 2027 young guy with the McGonagalls and the Clarks and everybody else down there, you know, they're having their cake and eating it too to a degree by keeping them, right? If they never intended to give them the long-term deal, do you have a problem with that?
Only if they don't win a World Series and let him walk for nothing. Because then it feels like a mismanagement of the player.
That's a game of chess.
Well, it's a mismanagement of a resource.
Yeah.
If they don't make any type of offer to keep him and they don't consummate a trade, they don't do enough to win a World Series this year.
It looked like they failed on all fronts.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad if they have a plan. I just don't fully understand what that plan is if they don't do any of the things John just talked about. Trade him, extend him, or try to win with him. Like, got to do one of the lanes at least.
Yeah.
How much of this too, John, is we got some texts and some Twitch messages about this. They're not connected, but Tiger fans are Lions fans. To watch the Lions organization dump $1 billion into homegrown stars
right
early, ahead of time, without some stupid dance. And then you look at the Tigers, who haven't made to date a serious offer to Tarik Skubal. Like, that does play into how people view this.
Correct. And so we obviously can see the plan that the Lions have in place.
Yeah.
What we are left to speculate is the Tigers' plan.
Right.
All we have to go off of is history. And yeah, with the current ownership, the history has been, and whether the team was ready or not, that they haven't spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
So again, we're left to connect dots that we don't know if we're connecting the right dots or what are the deviations in the middle.
Two ticket text. Why do the Tigers have to negotiate in the theater of public opinion? And another one asks, why wouldn't Harris come out and immediately say a 4-year, $80 million deal is bogus?
Well, because they don't want to then set the precedent. We're going to respond to everything that comes out of the Boris camp. I have no problem with the way that the Tigers are handling it in-house.
They want to do it internally.
Yeah.
I just want to know what the truth is. Did they actually offer an insulting four-year, $80 million deal? More importantly, when was that offered, to John's point? And counter, comma, why haven't they made a more serious offer since? If that offer's dated, if that's a two-year-old offer or 23-month-old offer,
right?
Why haven't they made one that is north of $100 million in the last calendar year, north of $300 million in the last calendar year? And if the answer is, we don't think he's that good, he's not worth it, okay, then run your organization accordingly. Don't stay in limbo the way it feels they are right now.
Right.
I think the problem here is term. Interesting, huh? Iserman's about term.
But then trade him, right? I mean,
yeah. So, I mean, you have a resource, but it's also, okay, what does the rest of baseball, what do the other teams believe they would be getting in Tarek Skubal? Do they also believe that we're only going to get a guy for six innings?
Here's my stance on the whole six inning not going until he gets his contract. That's just the way it is.
Which sets up a mess for this year. You're going to try to win a World Series with him this year. And he's not
going to go over 100 pitches.
And at 99, he's strutting to the dugout.
Well, if AJ is in a similar situation next postseason and Skubal is in limbo contract-wise, and then AJ tells him to go out and he won't, you just cost yourself millions of dollars.
Yeah.
All depends on what the Dodgers think about it, or the Mets think about it, or the Yankees think about it, or the Red Sox think about it.
They did it cordially this time around.
So far, yes.
And Harris is doing the same thing with this. He's never gone on record saying anything specific about this. And I think Boris is feeling the heat, and he's trying to generate something. And I actually think they shouldn't respond to this.
I don't think they should either. They're not going to bite.
I don't think they should publicly respond, but I think they should make him a real legitimate offer.
I don't.
Okay.
I think you set this up to let this thing, to try to get the Godfather deal. I really think we're positioned towards that.
Okay. So if
the Dodgers don't win the World Series,
right,
it changes everything for them.
Yeah. Because what's the big thing that has held the Dodgers back?
Pitching.
Right. I mean, it's been, you know, their most reliable bats haven't necessarily been, other than Shohei and Freddie Freeman once.
Look at the Mets collapse. Their owner's a lunatic with money.
Yeah.
Sure is. I got a couple phone calls to get to. We got the cookie jar, and we are going to get to the Lions out of the bye week. 8:00. What are you hoping to see? And some of the quotes about J-Mo from the offensive coordinator. Certainly eye-opening. It's 97.1.
Hey, Detroit, it's Heather. Here with some big news. Verizon, America's best 5G network, wants you to bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill, and they'll give you a better deal. If you think Verizon is expensive, well, think again. Not only does Verizon let you lock in your low price for 3 years, everyone in the family can mix and match their plan with My Plan. And everyone can get the same great phone deals when they trade in an eligible phone in any condition on My Plan. That means new and existing customers. That's more reasons to save, more reasons to switch. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to your local Detroit Verizon store, and they'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on Root Metrics United States Root Score Report dated first half 2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid customer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. 3-year price lock applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply to promotional offers. See www.verizon.com/switch-2-verizon/.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll get to the phones, the Tarek Skubal conversation, the latest report. John Heyman, follow-up report revealing the Tigers' shockingly low offer to Skubal a year ago. Less than $80 million over 4 years. Do you believe it? Is this like a dated offer from well over a year ago? Is that how you make sense of it? And what does it mean for the status of his negotiations?
How much of 2027 plays into this?
I thought Tom nailed it with a leverage component here. Skubal doesn't want to go into next year on the last year of his deal with a pending work stoppage in 2027.
So pending work stoppage, but we could have a year without baseball.
Yeah, it feels inevitable that there will be some, and it could be extended.
And when baseball returns...
Is there a cap? Is the economic situation very different? So I think from a player-agent standpoint, there is pressure. Pay us... or trade us so we can get paid so my client gets a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year commitment before bleep hits the fan. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, this only benefits Skubal that this comes out because it makes the Tigers look cheap, out of touch, rinky-dink, minor league, bush league, whatever word you want to use. Is it true? Maybe over a year ago, but then I unpack it and I go, well, why haven't they made a real offer in the last year then? Why isn't there a significant offer to keep Tarek Skubal? And maybe that's revealing in and of itself, that this is the most recent offer for them to reference. Well, it kind of tells you what the Tigers think. They're not exactly backing up the Brinks truck to keep Tarek, so it's all in with them or all aboard as many prospects as they can get.
Get yourself ready because this is going to be the story of the winter meetings. I think this thing right now is positioning itself towards being explosive. Yep. And it's a game of poker. It's not a cash game. It's a tournament, and it's the long play. I think the Tigers are long playing this thing, and who's going to call the bluff first?
Let's get to the people. Corey in Livonia, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. What worries me is there's been reports that Harris is unreasonable in these negotiations. Executives have come out, other MLB executives have come out and said that he asks for the moon and the stars and won't come off these asking prices. So that's my fear, is that he's going to be asking for unreasonable, you know, like the Dodgers will come offer a package, they'll say, well, yeah, but I want Ohtani and I want Mookie Betts. I mean, my fear is that Harris is going to be asking, it's going to be unreasonable in these negotiations. And what also concerns me is that yes, he's done a good job with the farm system for bats, but for arms, they don't have as much as what we used to have. So, you know, if you're leveraging, saying, well, you know, we got these kids coming up, sure, for the bats, but for the arms, we don't have that.
Well, there are two young arms I think they're really going to hang their hat on. One's Troy Melton, who had a fantastic finish to the season, and the other won't be there to start the year, but eventually Jackson Jobe. Right, those are the two young arms they're really going to hang their hat on. They think those guys have stuff. They throw upper 90s to 100, swing and miss. There's a couple arms in the system. But if you want to paint Harris as a guy who doesn't understand markets, I mean, you could look at last year's trade deadline. You could look at the inability to close the Bregman deal. Like, there's ammunition to make that case. And I think Boris is trying to play into that even more so when you see these reports. Mm-hmm. Alex in Lake Orion, you're on 97.1.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I think you hit the nail on the head in terms of timing. And I think you have to look at it a little bit of a vacuum in terms of this offer. Let's say that the Tigers did offer this before the 2024 season. So, again, that's before he won his first Cy Young. He still is getting paid peanuts relative to the rest of the league. His 2024 salary was $2.65 million. So they're saying, all right, we're going to pay you $20 million a year as your ascending young pitcher, but not the pitcher that he is today. And they're essentially buying out his arbitration years. And you got to look at it like a two-year, $40 million extension at the end of that, which for an extending young pitcher who hasn't won all the things that he'd won yet is a little bit more palatable. Now, you know, they take it out and they can say, hey, this is a really cheap offer. But if it was all the way back then, I think that's a little bit of smoke and mirrors from Boris and Heyman and all those guys. I think they need to pay him regardless. But I think there's a lot of nuance to this, and timing is the name of the game.
I think that's well said.
Mm-hmm. Let me throw in one other wild card team. I don't even think it's wild card, but watch out for the Phillies.
Dombrowski?
They've got a lineup ready to win now. They need to add a bat probably still, but overall with Schwarber, I think
Harper.
Yeah, and they have a prospect. His name is Andrew Painter. He's 6'7". He's MLB ready. He's already had Tommy John. He has four pitches. Fastball can reach triple digits.
We'll remember the name. All right, we got to get to the cookie jar, but first, Heather with the news.
So there's like this big shakeup going on for YouTube TV subscribers. Get ready.
Yeah,
so
John,
as of this week, the platform has officially lost access to all Disney-owned channels. So that means no ABC, ESPN, FX, or obviously the Disney Channel.
And I don't know if I had my head in the sand. I didn't know that this was on the horizon. I woke up this morning, had my cup of coffee, sat down, wanted to watch SportsCenter to see what went on last night, maybe catch an update on the Wings game, see some highlights, and nothing.
Yep. So this all comes during this contract negotiation. The contract talks between YouTube TV and Disney kind of all just kind of broke down, and it was reportedly over how much YouTube TV would pay to carry Disney's lineup. Obviously, a huge deal for sports fans because it's football season, right?
So like for this weekend, College Game Day, Vandy, Texas,
yeah.
Georgia, Florida, among others, Monday Night Football.
And I think some of this is, I got to believe some of this is Disney / ESPN forcing consumers to pay for their new app.
Probably.
That's 100% what I believe this is.
Oh, that's a leverage point for them. Absolutely.
Sure. But I mean, it's okay, how long does this last? And are you willing to say, you know what, I can't go one day without my SportsCenter or College Game Day or a weekend of college football? I'm not going to change anything.
Yeah. YouTube TV does say it's trying to get the deal done as soon as possible. Also has promised, I don't know what the time frame is, but has promised to give subscribers a $20 credit if this goes on for an extended period of time. I don't know what that extended period of time means,
right,
but you could get some form of credit. CMU football just got hit with an NCAA penalty, and it's all tied back to the Connor Stallions sign stealing saga. So Central has been put on 2 years of probation, has been fined $30,000 plus 1% of the football's the program's budget. Obviously, this comes after it was confirmed that Stallions was indeed on the sidelines during that. Yeah, who was that guy? Of course, it was him during that Michigan State football game last season. The NCAA is also punishing former coach Jim McElwain, as well as the assistant coach Jake Costner.
How do people decide their code name? His code name was Matt McClellan.
What?
Yeah, that's how what he went by.
That's wild.
To get in. It's like Ron Mexico. It was that kind of like, how do you pick that?
There was no reason what your to guy's do beer this. Code it was stupid.
Name? Yeah. A woman is suing SeaWorld after she claims she was hit in the face, you guys, by a duck while riding one of the park's roller coasters earlier this year. Yeah, this woman, Hillary Martin, says that she was riding a roller coaster when a duck flew into the path of the coaster, hit her in the face, knocked her unconscious.
Oh boy.
What? Yeah. In the lawsuit, she says she suffered permanent physical injuries, disfigurement, and mental pain and suffering. And she says SeaWorld failed to keep its premises in a reasonably safe condition and that it did not warn visitors about any dangers regarding ducks at the park. She's seeking more than $50,000 in damages.
So you know how you like see like presentations and they warn you about things and you go, oh, this must have happened to somebody. So now we're going to have to hear about beware of flying ducks when you get on the coaster.
I mean, I guess if you're in that front seat, right, you're in the front row of a roller coaster. I know when I've never been to SeaWorld, but been to Cedar Point, been on roller coasters. I mean, there's times when like the bugs will get real bad right by the lake and it's the
To that point,
but I've never,
Jim, it's I mean, you see the disclaimers on some like fishing hooks. Like, these are not edible. It means somebody did it.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Maybe they just wanted a bite of the fish right there. Got the hook. I don't know. How does
one like
eat?
For a fish?
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, let me try. Finally, authorities in Paris have arrested 5 new suspects connected to the whole daring theft at the Louvre earlier this month. So in total, 7 arrests have been made. But the thing is that the jewels themselves have not been recovered. They're still missing. And experts warn that if they're not recovered soon, most likely these thieves will dismantle them, recut them, and they'll never be found again.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
I wonder if they'll be found tonight.
It could be. I don't know. Yeah, it might be used as a costume.
Heather with the news. All right. We have the cookie jar coming up next, and there are some Halloween questions, that and more. It's 97.1. Let's be honest. Nobody's planning for a new roof. Always seems to come at the worst time, and the cost can feel overwhelming. So I want you to know about Shaner Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts for more than 30 years. Right now, Shaner's making it easier than ever to protect your home with 0% interest financing for 5 years. That means you don't have to skimp on the quality roof that you need, and you don't have to stress about that upfront payment. So here's the thing. Shaner's not a fly-by-night company. 4.9-star Google rating. You can look this up. I'm telling you the truth. Thousands of satisfied homeowners who rave about the professionalism, the craftsmanship, and the customer care. And that has been solidified over years of doing this the right way. If your roof is leaking, aging, or you're just ready for peace of mind, don't wait. MyMichiganRoof.com/zero. That's MyMichiganRoof.com/zero. Powered by Shaner Roofing, where quality meets affordability.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it's the Cookie Jar brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Mostly Halloween questions today and a few curveballs. We'll start with an easy one. Should Halloween always be a Friday like it is this year? Kind of like Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday.
No. Halloween is October 31. It should remain October 31. And I understand, like, there's a lot of teachers that are going to disagree with me, because if it's on a Tuesday, Wednesday, with all those kids coming in, you know,
hopped
lunch
up on
bags
sugar.
With sugar, and I mean, like, okay, it may make it difficult for a day, but no, it should always be on the 31st.
Heck yeah, let's have it always on a Friday. It's so much more fun. Now, I don't know the whole reasoning, and this could maybe change my mind. Is, could you tell me why it's on October 31st?
I'm sure there's some significance.
I'm sure there is, but I do think
history,
maybe we should
tradition.
Just. Maybe can we just keep Halloween can be on October 31st, but trick-or-treating be on a Friday. I'd even take a Saturday. It's so much more fun. You don't have to race home. I mean, on Friday, you have to race home from work to get your kids in the costume before trick-or-treating. You can stay up late. Parents can enjoy it a little bit more.
Oh, so you want to make it observed on Saturday?
Or Friday's fine, but Saturday would be cool too.
I'm going to say no. Look, trick-or-treating's done at 9 p.m., not a night out on the town. I will say it should not be on a Friday. It should be the 31st.
Like for a 4-year-old, 9 o'clock is a night out
on
town.
It's a rager.
Town. Yeah.
Yeah, those years with the young ones,
yeah.
5, 6 and under, those got a little rough, especially working this job. I will say this. I'm going to go with Heather here. But the reason I just say no to maybe Friday is because of Saturday and the fact that you get the extra hour. So you combine it with daylight savings.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but if you
but
do...
But then you can't dress up for... Well, you could still dress up for school, but I like the idea of Friday, everybody goes in their costume, and then that night is trick-or-treating. I would make it on a Friday every year.
The conflict with football will be there on Friday. It will be there on Saturday. And if you make it the 31st, okay, yeah, this year it lines up with Friday night football. So people will deal with it. In however they want to,
yeah,
but
make a choice.
I don't want to make it every single year. You have to figure out how to deal with going to high school football or watching college football on Saturday.
That's why I actually put it on Saturdays, because I think high school football should take priority, because this is a kid thing. They probably have siblings that are older. Mm-hmm. Like, what if you're a family tonight and you've got your oldest son playing high school football or cheerleading daughter, and then you've got one that's 10 and wants to go trick-or-treating.
Well, mom goes with one and dad goes with the other, probably, right? I mean,
well, yeah, but I mean, it's because we're in that situation. Jack is going to be on the team tonight, and they're playing. Yet Teddy's four, and we want to have a great Halloween party for him, and you're trying to juggle both.
And you're not going to get Jack off the team.
What age did you stop trick-or-treating?
This is a while ago, and I'm trying to remember. I think it was right around 15, 16.
Whoa. You were trick-or-treating in high school?
Oh, sure.
I think I might have went trick-or-treating my freshman year in high school. Might have been my last, so I'd say like 14 probably. Yeah. I think.
Yeah, yeah. Because I remember running around Clawson. It's great in Clawson because the houses are so close together, and a vast majority of houses are participating in it. They all know everybody and know what, you know. So it was more of, I think the community accepted some older kids running around. Yeah, and
kids could be doing far worse.
Oh, I'm
let
sure,
them trick
yeah.
or treat.
I'm sure they could, but John probably looked like a 40-year-old at 15. He probably had facial hair, and he was probably 6'3".
Yeah, so I did not have facial hair. I still, you know, struggle with full facial hair. But, yeah, I was obviously a bigger 15-year-old.
Heather, what age?
I think 14. Okay. Freshman.
Yeah. 7th grade. I'll say.
Oh, wow.
I'll actually take it to 16. Once you have your license, you got better things to do.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
I was done by middle school, so 6th grade.
Oh, middle school?
Yeah, too cool to trick-or-treat at that point.
She
yeah.
missed out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy, you, yeah. Were you off? Too cool.
We got an F, Mary, Kill with Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
Oh, this one's easy.
Super easy.
I'm going to kill Halloween. I'm not a huge fan. I do it because of the kids, but I'm going to marry Thanksgiving by far. Hands down, my favorite day of the year, my favorite holiday. It is awesome. And then I'll F Christmas.
Oh,
jolly good time.
Yeah.
Mine's quite opposite of yours. I'm going to kill Thanksgiving. Get rid of that. It's my least favorite holiday. I don't need the food. I don't need the stress. Get rid of that. I'm going to marry Christmas.
You want to talk about stress? Christmas is loaded with stress.
Not for me.
Stress for months.
Not for me. I love everything about Christmas. It's comforting. It's warm. It's cozy. It's like you're like the most committed to Christmas as a holiday. I'm going to marry Christmas, and then I'll F Halloween.
I will marry Thanksgiving. It's a 4-day weekend with lots of food and lots of football.
Yes.
I will F Christmas, and I will kill Halloween. It's nothing against Halloween, but somebody's got to be third.
That's right. I agree.
All right. I hate this. Because my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving, and I love the fact that I believe the day with your family and all the traditions are way better than Christmas because of there's no gifts. I love that Thanksgiving isn't about gifts and presents, okay? Yeah. From a spiritual perspective, I'm not going to say what you want me to say in terms of Christmas. So
okay.
I don't know what you want to
so
call
Christmas
that,
is
but
second?
That's it. Yeah.
You're going to marry Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Christmas is second.
Christmas is second from the day perspective.
Okay. Interesting. All right. I'm going to kill Halloween to the point that it is third of three here. Yep. I like Halloween. I would marry Christmas and I would F Thanksgiving.
Okay.
How do you feel about trunk or treat? Love or hate? It's taken over. Some people think it's even bigger now than the actual trick-or-treating.
I'm not a huge fan of it because part of, and I'll go back to talking about Clawson a lot today. There's so much interaction that happens between homeowner and trick-or-treaters. And now as a dad that's walking around, you get a chance to talk to the homeowner. Oh, you know, Teddy went as Santa Claus last year and Lisa's mom made, and Ellie made his costume, and every time he would go up to the door, oh, I love, you know, your costume. Yes. And then, you know, we would talk to him about it. And I just love that interaction more when it's a trunk or treat. It's just, it's a process more than an event.
My situation with trunk or treat is kind of complicated. I used to hate it. I used to feel just like you. However, I am now starting to really love it. I do think they're oversaturated. There's a lot of them. But my kids have so much fun. Another day to get into their costume. I do think it's a little too much candy. I would love to see somebody like use the money that they use to like decorate the trunks and the candy and maybe just get like a fun little DJ for the kids. Let them just dance and party. Like, that's all. I like that it brings community together. Our library does a great one. The kids all get books when they go. It's really, I enjoy them. So I'm going to say love.
Yeah, play the hits, Heather. Give them candy. I will say love. Not really love, but in a binary world here, one or zero.
Good, bad, you say good.
Yeah, so it provides community, provides another option. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the trunk or treat. It's too much. Halloween has turned into this thing that there's no meaning behind it. We just sat there a few minutes ago. What does it even mean? Or right. Is there a reason why it needs to be on October 31st? It's like, yeah. It's just an extra production made up by a bunch of millennials.
Well, here's where I think it does have a place. Like, I'm not just going to throw it out, but I mentioned Jack's playing tonight. Teddy wants to trick or treat. They offer, because it's huge tailgating at Jack's high school, mm-hmm. They offer a trunk or treat leading up to game time.
I love it.
So families that are involved with both, if you want to, you can still participate in both.
Yeah, I'm not going to defend it as a millennial. Not a huge fan of the trunk or treat. I like the door-to-door, mm-hmm. Halloween, what's the costume, the community of having to go to each of the homes in your neighborhood. That feels more like community than we all went to a parking lot.
Okay, but we're not saying get rid of the traditional trick-or-treating.
It takes away from it. The main event should be the thing.
It
I agree.
It waters it down.
Is. When you main do, thing, I don't the main thing.
You're doing four or five trunk-or-treats. Hmm. Last question, and this is based on something that happened to me. So, ordered a pizza last weekend. They dropped it off at the wrong door down the street. Mm. I went down and got it, picked it up, took it home, ate my pizza. But it got me thinking, how long would that pizza have been sitting there before it's fair game for that person to take it inside and eat it?
I'm not eating it at all. If they drop off a pizza at my house and I don't know, I didn't order it,
You just leave it? You throw it in the garbage?
Yeah, I would leave it there for a while in case somebody, you know,
like me, walked up
and grabbed it. But no, I'm not. Somebody leaves a pizza at my house, I get too many questions.
How long till you throw it away? Half hour? Hour? 2 hours?
I'd probably wait till maybe even the next morning.
Oh, okay.
Oh, let the squirrels have it. It could sit there for days. I mean,
you'd leave a pizza box in
there.
How would
I know it's there? I don't ever use my front door. Oh. I leave like delivery packages sit there for days. It would sit there. I would never eat a pizza that I did not order or any food.
Greg? About 30 minutes?
Yeah, I think it's fair game, about a half hour.
I'd be 15 minutes. I'd be like, okay.
Well, I'm glad I got there quick enough.
They haven't called us. They haven't tried to correct the situation within 15 minutes. Like, John, I understand why you wouldn't eat it. Like, you've got people out there that don't like you.
Yes.
I don't think I have that many.
No enemies.
Your public profile is just a little bit larger than mine.
Yeah. I'm I don't know what's in that pizza. I'm not touching it.
Fair enough.
Spartans.
Yeah. Buckeyes.
That's your cookie jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. It's 97.1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you this month. And if you're looking for a stylish SUV, you can lease a new Buick Envista or a stunning new Buick Encore GX for just $229 a month. Both are exceptional by design, and that's a great deal. Find your perfect Buick. These deals are happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. Tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment not included. Dealer sets the final price based on due at signing amount of $3,569. Must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. No security deposit is required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions do apply. Visit GMCOfferInfo.com. That's GMCOfferInfo.com for more details.
Oh, we have the Halloween scholars on our ticket text. 97.1. Happy Halloween. Happy Friday. Lions off the bye week. We're going to get to that coming up here in a second. What do you want to see? Some quotes about J-Mo from John Morton. Maybe a big J-Mo game coming up. Ticket texters. The 31st is All Saints Day Eve, known as All Hallows Eve.
Yeah, All Saints Day is Saturday.
Yes. If your crew would bother to do any research, you'd find out why Halloween is on October 31st and must remain on October 31st.
I mean, of course, I could Google it.
Sure.
But
I like how you said it. You want trick-or-treating to be that Friday or Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, still keep Halloween on October 31st, but let the kids go out and trick-or-treat the weekend.
We've been to no less than 5 trunk-or-treats with our little ones this year. They'll trick-or-treat for maybe an hour and a half tonight, call it a season. Halloween night isn't as crazy as it used to be. Well, yes, because of the trunk-or-treats.
Right.
That's what I was saying. It's watered it down.
It's going to be crazy at our house. We're pumped.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be big at our house.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, I can't wait to see one Teddy in his, he's tried on his costume, but he is dying to be in his costume. I can't wait to see him in it. We're all, you know, having a party for him. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Emily gets to wear makeup. She's pumped for that.
I do like the door-to-door trick-or-treating a lot more than I like the trunk-or-treat. And I do think it has taken away because there are a lot of people that won't leave their light on because they're out trunk-or-treating somewhere else.
Right. Or they're at a high school football game tonight.
It could be a high school football game.
Texas Marine City is a true football town. Second time they've had to do this because Halloween fell on a football Friday. Rich in a car. What is it, like Lake Odessa? We got like the Permian Panthers here. I didn't realize we had like shut down the city.
Oh, Marine City's big football town. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Booby Miles, the second place for him.
And he can pass. One more ticket text. Here's a great future cookie jar question you guys can answer today. Is it fair or foul to drink at a high school football tailgate?
Fair.
I mean, it's a tailgate. I think it's fair. It's just a matter of how sauced you're going to be when you go into the game. That's where I think it starts to turn foul.
It don't turn belligerent.
Yeah.
But if you want to sip a beer at the tailgate and you're 21, go for it.
Right. What? No debate.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know if there's going to be a fight about that.
No.
All right. Well, the JMO stuff. We can get into that.
Yeah. So it was said yesterday by John Morton. He came out publicly in the comments that he told JMO inside their facility at Allen Park that he failed him.
It's a strong word to use.
It is.
He's also the guy that hyped him up before the season, so that may be some of it.
Yeah, going to have a breakout year, sure.
After he already had a 1,000-yard season, what is a breakout year? Well, I don't think many people thought he'd be sitting here with under 300 yards at the bye week.
Right. And when you're looking at the offense, and the offense has been good.
Yeah, 30 points a game, number 3 in the NFL.
Right. Could it be more dynamic? And this is kind of on obviously on the heels of some of the conversations we had this week, surprisingly so, about JMO and the contract. $30 million a year. Expecting more.
Yeah. Well, then people get into the semantics. Well, the deal hasn't kicked in yet, so...
You're not really paying him that? No, okay. You are. You signed the deal.
It's all silly. I think we can all agree we want JMO to catch a million touchdowns because they're fun highlight plays. He's an explosive play waiting to happen, and it's fun to see him sprinting down the sideline, leaving everybody in the dust. Yes, everybody wants to get JMO going. I didn't love these quotes, though. Like, I don't know why you publicly say this. I get privately, you pull him aside at the bye and go, dude, hey, my bad. Like, I'm letting you down. I need to get you the ball more. But when you say this now publicly, you're making it an expectation. Like, I don't want to feed JMO at the expense of winning the football game. I don't want that to now suddenly become this thing you gotta do on a given week. It should come in the flow of the offense. I currently don't have an issue with JMO's numbers.
Well, and I like JMO's comments when he was asked about this. He was basically saying, I'm not buying into this. To me, it's all about the win. And I'm paraphrasing, but that's the essence of his comments. And that's all we've heard. Now, some of this was exploded after the last game, and JMO had a couple of tweets. It was what, Jordan crying and somebody lonely,
like a sad guy on a couch or something.
Right? Yeah. Okay. So I took that as JMO trolling everyone else, not
sure.
Just but
because publicly he has thrown no stink. I mean, he's had ample opportunity at the microphone to be AJ Brown,
right?
And give me the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't repeatedly stressed, hey man, I want to win.
Right.
That's the priority, winning. Like, John, if they were 2-5 instead of 5-2, then you start going, well, I can help us win. Give me the ball.
Yeah.
But when you're just doing your job, you're blocking on run plays, you're clearing guys out on the deep plays, you're catching the ball when it's thrown to you. You had a big catch against the Bucks that got taken back because of the I didn't think it was a push off, but he makes the plays when the ball's thrown to him, right? That's the job.
And it's Is he being overpaid as a decoy?
Sure.
Okay, you could make that argument, but I don't think he's being overpaid as a decoy because I think they genuinely want to get him the ball, and he is opening up the offense for a lot of other players to get the ball because of the one special skill that he has, and that is being like his. We talk about the superpowers, and we know what the superpower is for Jahmyr Gibbs. We know what it is for Aiden Hutchinson. We know what all these are. We also know kryptonite, and so... The one superpower that JMO has is speed.
Can't teach it. We'll play the audio from Morton coming up next. And we want to know from Lions fans, what do you want to see from this football team out of the bye week? And maybe it is a big game for J-Mo. Football coverage presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.